My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all, if any man offend not in word. The same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which, though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter of a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that is, defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame, it is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be.
Well, I get a little bit choked up when I see a young man is willing to serve the Lord, and I'm impressed with Logan and his willing. He's 14 years old to get up and try to teach, and of course, it's like things usually go, something goes wrong, so he got through it. I asked him if he was nervous. He said no, and I said, well, I am nervous. The title for our lesson is The Horse Bit. Mr. Huff, have you got something for me? He is supposed to bring a horse bit. Hopefully a lot of you know about it, and we will explain the horse bit. I'm going to put it on Matthew so he can tell what it looks like. No, well, not really. A lot of you have been around horses forever. And this silver part down here is the bit that goes in the horse's mouth. And you got the chain curb here on the back. And you pull on the reins, and that puts on the brakes. You can control the whole horse with this. And as we read, it's too hard for me to bring up a ship, so I didn't bring a ship today. But when we think about controlling a huge animal that may weigh a ton, that's able to use it for a lot of things. And this horse bit is a nice thing as we study today. And the reason behind the lesson is it's been brought to our attention, us in leadership here, that there's some feelings getting hurt in our congregation. Things are said and people get their feathers ruffled, as I might call it. And we need to watch our language. We need to watch how we treat one another. And as we read earlier, if you're perfect, you're able to control your tongue. There's one perfect individual. We crucified him. So this is something that I feel like that we can all work on. So let's work on three areas today. Gossip. When we think about that, we have these things that came to mind. Telling rumors, hearsay, tattling, snooping, and saying something just to hurt someone. I don't know whether this is true, but you repeat it. That's gossip. I just don't know whether it's true, but I have to tell you. Let's think about this as we go forward. What causes gossiping? 1 Timothy 5:12, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith and withal They learn to be idle, wandering from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. Speaking things which we ought not. I call it putting your mouth in gear before you put in your brain. And that catches me very quickly. 2 Thessalonians 3:11. For we hear that they are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. So for everyone sitting here today, stop thinking, I hope old brother so-and-so is listening, or I hope old sister so-and-so is listening. Think about me, myself, and I. That's what you can control. Think about yourself. Matthew 12:35, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. This scares me. This is scary to think about the sheet that the Lord has on me, or the numerous pages that He has on me. This is scary, and it should scare us all to think about that. Proverbs 16:27. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and his lips there is a burning fire. A forward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. Let me tell you a true story. Not long ago, several weeks ago, our sister Carrie walks in with black hair. I told her I didn't like it. She says, I don't care, which is a good answer on her part. After I started studying this, I went to her and apologized. Because, ladies, men, I don't care what color your hair is, and hopefully you don't care because of my lack of hair, okay? I pick on people I love. Carrie, I love you. But what about visitors? Did they know how rude this guy was by saying that? Did they hear? So I want to publicly apologize. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. Some people can get their feeling hurt by what you say. And I didn't do it to hurt her feelings. I was picking on her. So we need to watch what we say. Proverbs 18:7. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of the soul. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Have you ever heard, sticks and bones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me? That's false. Words do hurt. They do hurt. Back in November, several of us was over at the church at Allison loading pews. And to display my athletic ability, I jumped on a trailer and fell and slid. Well, I got splinters all in my arm. And they've been working their way out. I think I got the last one this week. I mean, every time I'd lay my arm down, it had hurt. But you know, in a few days, I'll get over that. I won't even remember it. But most of us can remember someone that said some words that cut us deeply. We have that scar. It's there. Be careful in what we say. Put your brain in gear first. Proverbs 26:20. How do we stop our gossiping? Where no wood is, the fire goeth out. So there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. You're moving it before I want you to, Zane. You're good. The problem here, and I've done this, I don't know whether this is true, but I wouldn't be surprised. You know how old so-and-so is? We just throw gas on the fire. We just throw gas on the fire. Okay, now change it. Proverbs 20 and 19. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Brother Curtis, I borrowed this from him. I've heard him say 100 times, you don't have to tell everything you know. Sometimes we need to just not pass it on. Keep it to ourselves. Now, when someone's gossiping to you or saying something you don't want to hear, don't meddle with them. Turn away. Maybe they'll get the hint. Reckon? Maybe they'll get the hint. In Proverbs 11 and 13, a talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. This way to stop it. When you hear something you don't think needs to be passed on, conceal it. Don't pass it on. Don't spread it. Conceal it. This is the way to stop it. Think about this, and this is my own formula that'll help me. When you repeat something, one, think first. Put your mind in gear before you put your mouth. Is it the truth? If it's not, it don't need to be repeated. Will it do any good to you, who you're talking about, or someone else? If it won't, don't repeat it. Is it something that you should be concealed? Sometimes people tell you something in confidence, just that you might help them. Don't go out and tell everybody. Conceal it. And finally, what would Jesus do? And we need to really do this. We went several years ago over in Oklahoma, and they had sometime academic games, and they had a panel of children, and they'd do these questions, and schools was competing against each other, and you hit this buzzer if you knew the answer. It's not that way when we're talking to each other. Stop, think, then open your mouth. It's not a speed contest. Next item, filthy language. Sister Monty is telling me about a guy that said, I can't be a Christian just because I just talk so bad. And up in his 70s, he obeyed the gospel and just quit cussing. Never done it anymore. Let's study about filthy language. Ephesians 4 and 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. You know, we could use this with our talk on gossiping too. When we talk to people, is it for edifying? Is it minister grace to them? During Christmas, Becky made a comment on how grouchy I was. And you know, you can be graceful in your speech or you can be grumpy. Somebody asked her, did you get up grumpy this morning? No, he got up by himself. He didn't have to get me up. So when we're grumpy, that shows. That rubs off. And by our speech can make a difference too. Colossians 4 and 6. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how ye ought to answer everyone. Know how. You know, you can slap them in the face, get their attention, but you can speak kindly. You can speak softly. You can show love. That's what a Christian does. They show love one to another. You're not a grouch. You're not a Scrooge, whatever. I mean, when I got in studying this, I said, you know, part of the problem is me. I mean, I need this. I need to hear this. I need to work on it. Our speeches are light. Matthew 5 and 14, Brother Zane used this not too long ago. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. People see us. People see what we say. See how we act. See how we live. That is, our speeches are light. 1 Timothy 4 and 11. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth. Be thou an example in believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. We're to be examples, no whether we're young or old, to those about us. How we talk, how we act, how our behavior is, how kind we are, how loving we are to everyone. Be an example. We're a light. Our light is shining. Matthew 26 and 73, we have a familiar reading here. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said unto Peter, surely thou art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Here's Peter when Jesus is being tried, and they come to him, says, you talk like a Christian. His speech betrayed him. See what he did next in verse 74. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. How did he prove he wasn't a Christian? By cursing and swearing. This will prove it. This shows it. They didn't bother him anymore, did they? He proved he wasn't a Christian. So when we use that kind of language, we prove we're not a Christian. 1 Corinthians 15 and 33. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. The more you're around it, the easier it is for you to use it. It rubs off. It gets on you. It happens. If you work in a feedlot, you come home, your wife knows where you've been. You work in a pig pen, you come home, your wife knows where you've been. If you work with filthy language, you come home, it's on you. You got to get rid of it. Okay, the next topic. Lying. I don't perceive anybody here ever lied. But I have. In Proverbs 24 and 28. Be not a witness against thy neighbor without cause. Deceive not with thy lips. We lie, or I lie, to deceive someone. To reduce my blame. I didn't do it. It had to be somebody else. It wasn't my fault. Don't blame me. When you're around little children, nah, they didn't do it. He did. My brother did it. My sister did it. This is very common, and it happens. But it is deceitful. Lying is but for a moment. Proverbs 12 and 19. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Have you ever noticed, you tell your lies that, and a little bit, ooh, that didn't work. You have to tell another to try to smooth it over. In a little bit, you got a snowball, and it's getting bigger and bigger. And before you know it, you don't even know what you told. It doesn't last. Lying will not last. In Proverbs 10 and 18, he that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. You know, lots of times I enjoy talking to the young people. You're going to college. What's your major? What you going to be? What are you going to be when you grow up? And none of them ever said, I want to be a fool. I'm going to major in foolish things. I'm going to be a fool. I'm going to get my PhD in being a fool. I mean, that's not a good word. Somebody comes up to you and says, hey, fool. I mean, that's nearly fighting words, isn't it? Why do we want to use lying that proves that we are a fool? In Jeremiah 7 and 8, behold, ye trusting lying words that cannot profit. How many of you farmers out here are going to go out and plant a crop or buy livestock, and you write it down on paper and it's not profitable? You're going to lose money. How many are you going to do that? Well, you may do it a year or two, but eventually the banker says, oop, you're not a good manager. You got to do something else. When we do the little white lie or we do a fib, whatever it is, it's not going to profit us. It's going to catch us. In John 8:44, you're of the father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. That's all the devil has ever done, is went out and lied to us. He makes it look good. It's not true. How many of us want to have that as our nickname? Hey, devil. How many of us would like to name our children devil? That's not a good name. We don't want to have that associated with us. And that's what lying proves, because he's the father of it. Think about this, Proverbs 12:22. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. Abomination, delight. You got a choice, abomination, delight. Your choice. Which do you choose? Revelation 21:8. But the fearful, and the unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and adulterers, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. You know, this is a pretty awful bunch. The fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, adulterers, and all liars. Those are hellbound. You know, many of us would want to be a murderer or a whoremonger, sorcerer, or adulterers. But it says all liars. A white lie is acceptable in our society. A fib is acceptable in our society. It's okay to do that. But when we read this, it don't say all liars accept the white lie. All liars accept a fib. All means all. All means all. What do we do about lying? In Ephesians 4:25 says, wherefore, put away all lying. I added all. Wherefore, put away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, and we are members one of another. It's so much easier when you tell the truth. How many of you parents have told your children, now just fess up, tell me the truth, it's going to be easier on you? How many of you have done that? It's easier. The truth always works. It's easier. Yet, we don't follow the same deal. Yet, we don't go by what we've tried to teach them. In Psalms 52:2, thy tongue deceiveth mischief, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, lying rather than to speak righteously, Shalom. How can it be more pleasant to speak evil things and lie than it is just to do the righteous thing? That's what we need to concentrate on. Psalms 119:29, remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. Replace the evil parts in us with God's law. Study. Put that in our minds. That's what's coming to our minds when we open it up, the law of the Lord. Here's what we do. We bridle the tongue. You know, just like we put the bridle on the horse, we can control him. A well-trained horse, you just barely have to touch those reins. You know, if you look at a calf roper and they go out, and as soon as they throw that rope and drop the reins, that horse is stopping and he's going to start backing up. He's been trained. So train ourselves. Bridle our tongue. In James 1:26, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. You know what vain is? Vain is worthless. If we say, hey, I'm a Christian, but we don't rattle our tongue, our religion is vain. It's worthless. In Matthew 15:11, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. God keeps track of what we say, how we say it, who we say it to, what goes on. He knows. You may have a trial in the United States and you get proven innocent of doing something. But if you're guilty, God knows it. Lots of times we'll say to one another, well, they'll pay the price someday. God knows. God knows. Matthew 7:12. Wherefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do you even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Just treat each other like you'd want to be treated. You know, we tell our kids, now just tell us the truth. Yet we're not going to say, just lie to me. I don't want to know the truth. You never do that. Treat everyone like you want to be treated. In Romans 14:19, let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify another. Now this goes into everything, even from gossiping to foul language to lying. When we're talking to one another, things which make for peace. You know, I can go to Becky and I can poke a button pretty quick. This makes World War I. I know what to do to get her riled up. I know real quick. I know the buttons to push. And we know this with a lot of people, what makes people angry. What we're told here, follow after which makes for peace. When we speak to others, do we say things that edify? Are we more into destruction? Are we into demolition? What should we do? This is what we're telling us. When we speak to edify and to make peace. That's what God would do. All right. Let's go back a slide, Zane. Now, at this point, we're going to offer an invitation. And we're going to offer an invitation to those that maybe is having problems controlling the tongue. Like I said, there's no one here that's perfect. And I think it's an area that we all work on. Now let's do the next slide. We're offering also an invitation for those that have not obeyed the gospel. I know we've had people thinking about it, studying on it, and the plan is so simple. Let's go over it quickly. In Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. In Luke 13:3, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. That means changing your ways. Just like we talked about the guy that always used filthy language, I am going to stop. I'm not going to do it no more. I'm not going to do these sins anymore. In Matthew 10:32, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. That means coming to the front. We ask you to stand up. We say, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? And you say, yes. That's what it amounts to. And then in Mark 16:16, he that believeth and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. We have water. It's warm. 3 foot deep, you won't drown. We have clothes. We have towels. You're baptized. You come up as a new creature. Your sins are forgiven. That's as simple as it is.